Matthew chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We are now in the season of Lent, a period of 40 days, when many persons take the time to follow certain classical disciplines of the Christian faith, such as fasting and prayer. Others use the time to abstain from eating meat. Whilst it may be easy to follow tradition and formalities, we need to be careful not to miss out on experiencing the deeper spiritual transformation intended by Lent. In the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 15, Jesus said, "Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean." We should carefully guard what comes from our lives each day. In today's scripture passage, Jesus talks about when you fast, which suggests that we ought to fast. Fasting is the greatest spiritual discipline for seeking God's intervention. Combined with prayer, they make up the most critical weapons of spiritual warfare and deliverance in our lives. If we are seeking God's intervention in difficult situations, fasting and prayer can bring the breakthrough we need. Fasting can also be a time to draw closer to God, to experience afresh His grace, His love, and His power. It demonstrates humility, repentance, and brokenness of heart. Finally, fasting helps to set priorities in our lives. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Please join us next week.